This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Soybean meal promotes herd health for U.S. swine. We'll have more from the United Soybean Board right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
With the fiscal year 2026 budget approved, the United Soybean Board is looking forward to continuing to drive soybean demand for U.S. farmers. The majority of that demand comes from the livestock industry, where soybean products can be used to enhance feedstocks. USB Director Rob Ewalt said there is plenty of supply to meet that demand.
Tell you what, it's all about demand. I think we know that the U.S. soybean farmer is very good at production, and we just need to do a little bit better job at getting the demand up where it can compete with our supply.
Ewalt said research shows that soybean meal provides many benefits to swine when it is incorporated into their diets.
I tell you what, being a hog producer in Iowa, I'm pretty excited about the investments that we've made with when it comes to soybean meal inclusion rate in swine diets. Some of the research that we're seeing now is that there's definitely health benefits to our swine herd by feeding a higher inclusion rate of soybean meal, which is wonderful because herd health is an issue for the hog producers. And if we can give them a benefit, let's do it.
One of those benefits is the added energy, which allows hogs to retain more weight during the hot summer months.
Energy level is actually higher than what was originally thought when it comes to soybean meal. So another added benefit. And summers in Iowa get pretty hot on those hogs. And by feeding a higher inclusion rate of soybean meal in that diet, we've been able to overcome that lighter carcass weight when we're coming through the hot summer months.
For more information, visit unitedsoybean.org. Find this story and much more at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.